Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The pregame show starts at 6 o'clock, so if you're coming down, we'll be here until 6, right here in the Head House Plaza. So we'll see you when you get down here there, Ike.
Yeah, I'm here for the long run.
Ike's here till midnight, I think.
Yeah, excited. Excited, too. You know, this is... This time of the season, when we get to this game, and Hipster Dave knows, it's nonstop. This is the beginning of the, what, we're, and now we know what it's like to be here until February or late January.
Yeah, this is a good 5 or 6 month run, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm geared up for it. I'm geared up for it. The team is stacked. To me, they got a nice mixture of veterans as well as young players with experience in the fold. We really do have the making of something special to where, man, we can go on a nice little run where we are the best team in the league year in and year out, and everybody's chasing us. We really have that because, you know what? You have the quarterback that automatically, as long as he returns to form this year, he's going to put you in Super Bowl conversation every year. He's yeah. one of those guys.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Like Rodgers, like Breeze, like Wilson, like Brady. He's one of those guys, like Big Ben, that he's going to put you in that conversation every year. Not from a wishful standpoint. From a, yeah, this is one of our Super Bowl picks. Like, because the team is going to be stacked like that. Because the front office, we got the right people in the front office.
Right.
And you got the right head coach. We're set. We're set. You got good drafting. You got good coaching. You got a franchise quarterback. You're going to always be in the picture.
Yeah, it's a great point, man.
I'm telling you, the only difference is we didn't finish 15 years ago.
It really is. That's
the only difference. We had the same setup.
Yeah, you're right. You did.
We had the same setup.
You did. And Hugh Douglas coming up at 3 o'clock, and we'll ask him about the same things. I know you said out in Canton, there was a conversation among a couple of you guys being like, yeah, awesome, they won the Super Bowl. Like, could have been us.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, Hugh said that on a parade day.
Yeah.
Remember, he came up for
he
the parade.
He came up, yep.
Yeah. Man, this should have been our damn parade, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Not excited that they won it.
It's tough not to feel that way.
Hell yeah.
It's tough not to feel that way.
I'd be upset if any of my teammates didn't feel that way to play back then.
So far, on the we put the tweet out. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking Super Bowl or bust or just enjoying the ride this season and taking things that they come? I am shocked, Ike.
What you got?
59% say just enjoying the ride.
Wow.
And I don't know if I believe it.
Yeah, because they again. They,
until week one.
Well, that's the other thing, yeah.
Until their first loss.
Right. Yeah, and then tell me you're just sitting back enjoying the ride with no expectations.
Yep. Right? No, I have expectations, and I will still, if they play bad week one, I will have a reaction like any other fan would. Mm-hmm. But I'm not walking in here tonight sitting up here at our broadcast location being like Super Bowl or bust. I didn't get the bar of soap out and draw it on the back of my window like you did today, my car window.
No.
You literally wrote it on the back of the Elite Acura. You're a Super Bowl or bust and you were driving here and
no, it's been there.
People it's been there, right?
It's been there. It's been there. Because why wouldn't it be there?
I'm just enjoying the ride, man.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just enjoying the ride.
That's what you're saying right now because you're uncomfortable setting that type of expectation because you don't want to be let down. When in reality, you're going to be let down regardless. You're not saving yourself from anything.
Yeah,
you,
I mean.
You and those 59% of fans that voted that are still going to be pissed off. Me saying Super Bowl or bust doesn't mean Doug gets fired at the end of the year if they don't win, Howie should be fired, Carson shouldn't be. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. What it means is my expectation for this team, based on their roster, based on the talent on this roster, is Super Bowl or bust. If they don't win the Super Bowl, now listen, if I don't even want to go to the extremes of what could happen that could prevent them from not winning the Super Bowl because I don't want to put that out there. But all things being equal, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Highly disappointed and upset if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. And so will every fan in this city, or the majority of them. Am I right, Taylor, or what?
Gary in Whitehall, what do you think, Gary?
Oh, Ike, with you guys up in the car, I'll drive it all the way to Atlanta, baby, and back. We're going to party, party, party like we've been partying since February this year.
That's what I'm talking about.
My man.
And Alva Kamara and everybody else can sit there and say what they want to say. We're the king of the hill. Come knock us off.
Yeah, come knock us off.
All right. Yeah,
come
you're
knock
right.
Us off.
You're right. I would much rather be the Eagles right now saying, like, yeah, we won. You didn't get a chance to win. But, you know, if just at the very least, it just gives more ammunition for this team to say, like, look, ladies, guys out here still disrespecting us like we wouldn't have beaten them.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing for the Eagles.
Yeah. So as far as your fantasy league, I'm not the biggest Eagles fan. I'm a huge Eagles fan. Every one of my teams are called Bleeding Green. And I bleed green, I see red, and I bruise black and orange. So I'm a four for four guy, and I love to join the party.
All right, Gary, you're not in. See ya.
Wow. Sorry.
Come on, man. I mean, you're going to tell. I'm not a huge Eagles fan. I'm not the biggest Eagles fan, but I'm a huge Eagles fan. We're looking for the biggest Eagle fan out there.
Yeah, you can't really start off by saying I'm not the biggest Eagles fan.
We're going to have to change the category here. We're 1 hour into the show almost, and we got guys that are like, well, you know, I love the Eagles. Like, come on, man. I know I have friends that could call in and give me every ticket stub. I don't know the tickets anymore.
Right.
But
After this year they aren't, right? Or it doesn't start this year.
I think it's this year, at least some of it.
Yeah.
But he's had the electronic ticket that has been to every home game since, I don't know, the 90s. That has like the basement is jerseys and, you know, 243 Eagles items or something like that.
Right.
That's who we're looking for to join our fantasy football
league. We're looking for that guy who basically has an Eagles shrine in his basement.
Yes.
Face painted every game day, whether it's home, meaning here at the link, or the Eagles are playing on the road and you're watching it at home. You still paint your face.
Maybe you're like Joe DeCamera that just knows everything about every Eagle team until 1990.
Like a mini Ray Diddy.
Right. Yeah, like you're like Ray Diddy.
Yeah.
You memorize the Eagles encyclopedia. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. At the end of the show, we'll decide who the biggest Eagle fan is, and that slot goes into our fantasy football league. Let's go to Kirk in Roslyn, Pennsylvania. Hi, Kirky.
Yeah, what's up, Kirky? Wow, I haven't heard that one in a while.
What's up, Kirky?
It's a game thing.
Hey,
yeah.
I love you guys' show. Your show is great. I'm always driving home from work when it's on. It's cool.
Appreciate it, brother.
I can't wait for tonight. Preseason football tonight. You know who I'm focusing in on tonight?
Who you got?
That Jordy Mulata. Man, they better not fumble that ball near that boy. They're going to need the whole Steelers bench to tackle him. I want to see what they do with this guy.
Yes, what I'm hearing is he's still a project right now.
That's all right tonight. Let's reel out the project.
Well, here's the thing, and you're going to have to sort of temper your expectations because he's basically starting at square one learning the game of football. He's never played football before in this form.
Put him out there on special teams. Tell him to go get the ball.
He's a tackle, man.
Kirk, here's the thing. And I heard Howard on.
Put him on kickoff. He's a tackle, man.
Howard was on with Joe and John today, and the way he talked about it was, I think one of the coaches had said that you have to remember he's starting football from scratch.
Right.
From scratch.
Yeah.
NFL players, college players, even high school players have mostly played football growing up. He's starting from scratch.
Yeah, but I think he can tackle eligible. He can't handle a damn ball.
He just want to give him the ball.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm with you, Kirk.
He's not even talking about him in the form of...
I'm just hoping that at some point during the year, we get to see the guy do something.
You want to see him with the ball in his hands, don't you?
Yeah.
He's a tackle.
Cool.
He's not a skill position guy, Kirk. But, I mean, I'm with you. I would like to see it.
Didn't he?
Well, you never know with Doug. He might do Philly with...
Tackle eligible?
Yeah.
You want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Kirk, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think he gets to touch the ball.
practice squad member more than active roster?
Oh, yeah. I'd be shocked if he makes this because, active roster.
Because to make the team as a backup, you need to be able to play multiple positions or have some versatility,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And Vitae's already pretty much just a tackle.
You got to be a swing guy. I don't know. Vitae may be able to play guard.
Can he go on guard?
Maybe. Like, I mean, he hasn't had to.
Say Malu, because even though he looks like maybe he's struggling or disappointing again, at least he plays multiple positions. He's the backup center.
Yep.
He can play guard. He can even swing out the tackle.
Yep. So I'm going to tell you the guy. Is Chance Wormack still here?
Well, he's one of the guys that may not make the team.
Oh, yeah. I'd be surprised if he does. First of all, I'm shocked at how he was the number 10 pick in the draft. Secondly, because he doesn't move well. He doesn't move well as a guard. He's not athletic. He's not blowing people off the ball. I mean, this guy was the number 10 pick in the draft.
Well, I mean, listen,
coming out of Alabama.
That could have been his job, and Wisniewski took it.
Sure.
Jose Malu gave it away, and that was his job.
Oh, no. They were rotating Wisniewski and Chance Wormack. They tried to give Wormack the opportunity.
That was a pretty quick rotation because they were like, all right, he's out.
Couldn't put him in on passing downs.
Yep.
Can't move.
That's an issue.
Yeah, he can't move.
That's an issue. 888-729-9494.
Sorry, Chance, but, you know.
Yeah, sorry.
It is what it is.
You see, he recently collected on an insurance policy. He signed some insurance, some premium where, based on where he was drafted, his second contract, he had to make a certain amount of money. If he didn't make that, I think he's getting $5 million. Because think about it. In his rookie contract, you would figure where he was drafted. At the very least, he's getting a second contract that's pretty nice.
Right.
But he didn't. He got an Eagles contract, which is nothing. So he got like $5 million because he didn't.
Oh, he's living life. He's living his best life right now.
Yeah.
Golly.
That's a pretty good deal, right?
The Eagles can't be paying any more than vet minimum.
Making $1 million, $1.5 million or something like that. Coming up next is a chance to win $1,000, and then live from Lincoln Financial Field. He'll be in Atlanta. We'll be live here. Hugh Douglas.
Bully Womb.
We haven't seen Hugh since he left Chickies and Pete's and drove
back
to
Atlanta.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him next.
Although I saw him last week.
You did. Yeah, well, I haven't seen him. We haven't talked to him on the show. Hugh Douglas coming up next. His thoughts on the Eagles this season and the B-Dawg. We'll get a story from Hugh from the weekend. Maybe about Ike. See if we can get an Ike story.
Yeah, there is no story to tell.
888-729-9494.
It's not college. We're not in college. There's no story to tell. No.
All right. There's nothing to tell. All right.
Marks
and Reese live from Lincoln Financial Field. Don't go anywhere.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.